Our great teacher, Elvin Semrad, actively discouraged us from reading psychiatry textbooks during our first year. This intellectual starvation diet may account for the fact that most of us later became voracious readers and prolific writers. Semrad did not want our perceptions of reality to become obscured by the pseudo-certainties of psychiatric diagnoses. I remember asking him once, "What would you call this patient? Schizophrenic or schizoaffective?" He paused and stroked his chin, apparently deep in thought. "I think I'd call him Michael McIntyre," he replied. Semrad taught us that most human suffering is related to love and loss, and that the job of therapists is to help people acknowledge, experience, and bear the reality of life with all its pleasures and heartbreak. "The greatest sources of our suffering are the lies we tell ourselves," he'd say, urging us to be honest with ourselves about every facet of our experience. He often said that people can never get better without knowing what they know and feeling what they feel. I remember being surprised to hear this distinguished old Harvard professor confess how comforted he was to feel his wife's bum against him as he fell asleep at night. By disclosing such simple human needs in himself, he helped us recognize how basic they were to our lives. Failure to attend to them results in a stunted existence, no matter how lofty our thoughts and worldly accomplishments. "Healing," he told us, "depends on experiential knowledge. You can be fully in charge of your life only if you can acknowledge the reality of your body in all its visceral dimensions." Our profession, however, was moving in a different direction. In 1968, the American Journal of Psychiatry had published the results of the study from the ward where I'd been an attendant. They showed unequivocally that schizophrenic patients who received drugs alone had a better outcome than those who talked three times a week with the best therapists in Boston. This study was one of many milestones on a road that gradually changed how medicine and psychiatry approached psychological problems. From infinitely variable expressions of intolerable feelings and relationships to a brain disease model of discrete disorders.